This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Now, this is a segment where we talk about what's being done literally in the name of God. But this is not a bashing of religion. This is critical of people who use their religion to do really horrible things. Religion is a lot like fire. Fire can warm our homes, can cook our food, but when it gets out of control, it can burn down a village. It's why our forefathers thought that the separation of church and state was so important. The big battle here in the United States, and in many places, is whether someone's religious beliefs should supersede someone else's rights. Here in the United States, the Supreme Court has said yes. One man's religious beliefs can take away the right of someone to have access to birth control through their insurance at work. That's a pretty shocking decision, one that I think will be long remembered and long criticized. Religious liberty and individual liberty do not play well together. People who have strong religious beliefs tend to believe that their religious beliefs are 100% right, and that really everyone else should follow their beliefs, whether they want to or not. Too many people believe in a universal God instead of an individual God, a universal God to whom all the rules and all the beliefs apply to everyone. Unfortunately, we have thousands and thousands of different belief systems in this country, and not just Christianity, but we also have thousands of flavors of Christianity. But right now, we've got an awful lot of people who claim to be speaking for Christianity as if it were monolithic rather than as diverse as it actually is. Christians do not oppose gay marriage. Here's some surprising statistics. For Catholics, according to a New York Times CBS poll conducted in 2013, it's a pretty old poll, at that point, 62% of American Catholics were in favor of legalizing marriage for same-sex couples. Let's look at evangelical millennials in a much more recent poll. 64% of millennials support same-sex marriage. Now, for evangelicals who are older, the numbers are different, but as they die out, that's going to change. The big divide is not between Christians and non-Christians. The big divide is between older people and younger people. The latest poll I'm looking at, which is the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll from March 9th, shows that 59% of Americans supported marriage for same-sex couples. And Christians are far from an attacked and beleaguered minority. According to polling, and it seems to be consistent for the last few years, 77% of Americans identify as Christian. Sure, some countries have larger percentages of Christians, but not most. And sure, there are some places like Vatican City that have significantly more Christians. They have 100%. And I'm guessing that's pretty much 100% Catholic. There are more than 25 different denominations with memberships over a million. But there are also independent and non-denominational churches. There's about 35,000 of those, and each can have their own flavor of Christianity. And even within the 25 largest denominations, they still splinter apart. Take the Presbyterian Church, which ranks number 10. It was the church I was raised in. There are a whole lot of different types of Presbyterians, and they fight bitterly about doctrine. So Christianity in the United States is profoundly diverse, and they do not speak with one voice. Yes, here in the United States, we are having big battles with people of faith who have particular beliefs and value systems that they want to force on others against their will. But it isn't just Christianity. For example, big battle right now over Judaism. There was an article this month in the New York Times titled, "When a Plane Seat Next to a Woman is Against Orthodox Faith." The problem is that there are certain ultra-Orthodox men who believe that it is wrong to sit next to a woman, because they might accidentally touch a woman on a plane. So they get on a plane and they make a big hullabaloo, insisting that the woman next to them change seats. It's usually the woman next to them has to change seats, not about them changing seats. Some of them are not particularly polite about this, and often show their strong disdain for women. Misogyny is inevitable when you have belief systems like this. This article came out on April 9th, and I just checked, and as of now, there are 2,946 comments, which is a lot of comments for a New York Times article, and almost every single comment, even those from lots of Jewish people, condemns the actions of the ultra-Orthodox Jewish men. As happens with religions that tend to be very, very Orthodox, they have lots and lots of children. Their birth rates are high, and their population is growing rapidly, and they're becoming more demanding. Their religious rights supersede, in their mind, the rights of the women who've paid for tickets to have specific seats. There have been rumors, okay, let's call them lies, that there are areas all over, including in the United States, where Muslims have come in and taken over cities and instituted Sharia law. Hasn't happened here, actually, that's a lie, and it hasn't happened in non-Muslim countries. In Stamford Hills in London, they have a large Haredi community. Haredis are the ultra-Orthodox Jews, and there's some 20,000 of them, and they had a big event, and they put up signs that said, women should please walk along this side of the road only, to make sure that women were separated from men. They put up a lot of these signs. And yes, they put them up for a particular celebration, but they left the signs up. There was quite the commotion afterwards, and the local council officers had the signs removed as soon as they found out about them. Now, maybe it was or it wasn't just an oversight on the Haredi men to leave these signs up. I don't know. But even for a day, should ultra-religious men ever be allowed to tell women what side of a public street they can walk on? I don't think they should ever have that power. It shouldn't have happened in London, and here in the United States, the ultra-religious shouldn't be able to tell women that they can't have access to health care and birth control because of their own religious beliefs. No matter how you look at it, it's wrong.